there probably is no individual consumptive use which is responsible for what's happened to so many of our streams, but it's the cumulative effect of multiple permits being issued over periods of time. And there's now even a proposal to allow the outstanding permits to be extended for up to 30 years, which would have the effect of largely taking away the ability to review periodically these permits to make a judgment in light of the total amount of water that's now been authorized to be removed. Is it still prudent? Does this specific permit meet the test of being in the public interest?
And to your knowledge, is the Wekiva facing a challenge from these extended permits?
It will be affected by this proposal to allow longer and longer permits. Right now, the Wekiva's principal problem is a pollution problem. And I've seen reports that the level of pollution is as much as 400 to 500% above what it should be. The Wekiva, as of now, still has what is considered to be the minimum amount of water flow to sustain itself and to be able to maintain a functioning aquatic environment.
And you've been quoted as saying there's a lack of oversight of the waterways. I mean, who really is responsible for looking out for them?
There are five water management districts in Florida. Central Florida is under three of them. There's the South Florida, the Southwest Florida, and the St. John's. Those are the entities that have the responsibility to both decide how much water can be removed and then to enforce those permits.
And are they doing the job they should be?
They've cut back significantly. The St. John's reduced their amount of oversight from once a year to once every 3 years. And I think that's kind of a typical pattern because the budgets of these agencies have been severely reduced, requiring very massive layoffs of some of the most knowledgeable and expert people in the district administration.
And that's a criticism which has been leveled at the Florida state government, but I know that they've come back and said, well, there's no sort of sinister undertone there. But I mean, how do you see these
Well, I think I don't think it's just a matter of chance that they go in and decide that the enforcement division, which is the part of the agency responsible for seeing that the standards are met, is going to be cut by a third, and that in that one-third cut were a disproportionate number of the more experienced people in the agency. I have to believe that there was some kind of a overall plan to reduce the capability of the water management districts, and that a direct way to do so is to reduce the competence and the experience of the human beings who have the responsibility to see that our waters continue to be adequate and safe.
Now, Senator, you've criticized Governor Scott's environmental policies in the past, but his latest budget proposal does allocate funding towards environmental restoration and particularly springs restoration. Is it enough money, do you think?
No. We think, in fact, the water management districts themselves have recently produced a report as to what they think the cost would be of salvaging the springs and streams under their responsibility, and the total number was in the range of $125 million. The governor's budget is dramatically less than that.